Florida politicos are crossing over into Georgia as that state faces a critical runoff in two U.S. Senate races. Those seats, they could decide the fate of the Senate, and Republicans and Democrats are battling to get their candidates across the finish line. The fight over Georgia, coupled with Florida's relatively low profile at the moment, is raising a question. Is Georgia the new Florida? I'm Lynn Hatter. Florida has traditionally been a holdout state. Tight elections followed by nail-biting recounts, slow processes, that's given the state the nickname Florida. It's a remnant of the 2000 presidential election recount and the fight over hanging chads and bad ballot design. But this year, Florida did something that would be considered unremarkable anywhere else. It managed to carry out a smooth election with few problems, something noted by Florida Secretary of State Laurel Lee.
What that tells us is that Florida's supervisors of election and their staff were prepared, ready, and equipped to meet whatever challenges came their way today.
Not so across the Georgia-Florida line, where that state's U.S. Senate races have been derailed by recounts and slow processes. Now Florida political activists like Bay County's Beverly Wall are eyeing Florida's neighbor to the north.
And I am going to go to work to help Georgia because I'd like to see the two runoffs. I'd like to see the two Democratic candidates become senators. And then I just want everybody to roll up their sleeves and let's get to work.
Also getting to work in Georgia, Florida's two U.S. senators, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott.
This is Georgia's decision to make, but it's America that will live with the consequences of the decision that they make here.
That was Rubio at a recent campaign rally for Georgia Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. The two are facing a runoff with Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Meanwhile, Florida's Senator Scott is out with a new ad characterizing a vote for Democrats in the Georgia runoffs as
reduce funding for police, eliminate employer-based health insurance, pack the Supreme Court, chip away at our religious freedom and gun rights.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
Georgia, don't let these radicals change America.
Sean Shaw is a former Democratic Florida lawmaker who founded the group People Over Profits. Both Florida and Georgia's political shifts have happened amid demographic changes. Both states have become more diverse, but with different political outcomes. Take Atlanta.
The mecca of young African-Americans and African-American entrepreneurship, and it's the place everyone, if you're black, everyone wants to go to Atlanta. And so you're starting to see all not only Atlanta, but the suburbs around Atlanta. Everywhere around that is just, it's the reason you have Georgia doing what it's doing. And I think we need to understand that while Florida is doing some of that, it's being offset, like I said, I think, by the retirees that are coming here.
Democrats, Shaw says, have long banked on demographic shifts in Florida to help out their ranks.
So I think we're going to have to get our way out of this by learning how to talk to Floridians rather than just hoping demographics saves us.
Shaw and others in the state's political class find themselves in a strange place right now. Normally, they would be battling over recounts, but with a few exceptions, that's not happening. All eyes are in Georgia, because that's where the action is. I'm Lynn Hatter.